Our greatest resource is often our most neglected one as well. By it, we can communicate with the creator of the universe, assist ministries in far-off lands, and see souls saved. Pastor Xavier Rees discusses the simple truths about the power and potential of prayer.
Prayer is one of the most powerful tools available to us as Christians, yet I believe without any doubt that it is the most neglected and abused in our lives. No one understands the process in various ways of the ins and outs of prayer, how we pray, God answers in His timing, His perfect will. And if you try to understand that before you pray, you're never going to pray. And God simply says, pray. Pray depending on me, that I am sovereign and do what I will do, and be ready to be used by me as you seek me in prayer. That's what it's all about. Prayer primarily is not to get things from God, but it's to tap into the things of God. There's a legitimate aspect of asking, but that's not what prayer is all about. The most important thing about prayer is, Lord, guide me, direct me, give me wisdom, that I might fit in His plan to do His will. George Mueller said, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, it is laying hold of His willingness. Shakespeare said, we ignorant of ourselves beg often our own harms, which the wise powers deny us for our good. Every time God says no to you and I in prayer, I should jump for joy. That's as good as a yes. My protection for guiding me. Prayer is in view of tapping into the things of God. This is the focus. That parable of Luke 11, 5 through 13 is about that man that came at midnight to ask for bread for his friend, but he wouldn't get up because everybody had gone to sleep already. But in there, that parable usually is taught as teaching that God is reluctant and that we must persevere and be persistent in prayer. But parables do one of two things always. They compare, they contrast. The punchline tells you what it is. That parable teaches that God is not reluctant. Man is. It says, for everyone who asks receives, and whoever seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? No. Or if he asks him for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? No. Or if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? No. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Man is reluctant, but God isn't. It's a contrast, not a comparison. Otherwise, you make God reluctant. All right? James says, we have not because we ask not. We have not because we ask amiss, that it might be consumed in our own flesh or our lusts. James 4, 2 through 3. So we don't ask, or we ask for the wrong motives. But God's not reluctant.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Rees, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. Hear this program again by following the radio listings link at calvarychapelpasadena.com. The studies you hear on Simple Truths are also available on CD. Give us a call at 800-651-8352 for information on how to receive a copy. Or log on to our website for announcements about other ministries at Calvary Chapel Pasadena. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.